I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here!
Nick, every morning we get to sit here in the company of one of the greatest Australian footballers to ever grace the football oval. Yes.
The king.
And the king of the jungle,
but
I would say. Too.
What a coup this is for the show, because I would say another great of the same calibre.
I think he's got me covered.
Well, I didn't want to have to say it,
but
Nathan
the king.
Buckley, Bucks, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. No, I'm in awe of being in the presence of Fev. Yeah, the king of the jungle. What more can you ask for?
Well, if Nathan becomes the king on Sunday, if he makes a final three, which we don't know because it is pre-recorded, so we know. If he gets the crown, then he's got me covered. Well, he's won Brownlows.
You're the king of Mad Monday, though, Fev.
So is Bucks, mate. Don't you worry about that.
Actually, Bucks, because this will happen. I'm. This would have the shortest odds. You are going to be king of the jungle. And Fev has held on to this for about 6 years, that nobody has been the king of the jungle since him. It's been a great look. Watching Nathan, you must be so proud and thrilled. It's been incredible. You've come across so well. You've absolutely smashed it there in the jungle. I mean, unless you do something really bad this week that we haven't seen.
Let's hold our breath on that.
It's the kind of thing, you know, we're all in the media and we take jobs and sometimes you go, gosh, I hope this pays off, or I hope it goes okay. Were you a bit anxious going in, and are you happy with the result?
Yeah, look, it wasn't a decision that I would normally have made, but I had sort of time and space at the back end of last year, and the experience itself it was amazing. To meet so many great people in a really abstract environment. Watching it's probably not quite as fun, but I wouldn't do it again. But a great thing to be able to do, and very different from what I would normally have, the direction I'd normally have gone.
Yeah, you're a big coup, Bucks, because people normally go in there, their careers are over, and they're really searching for something to do, like myself. But you're a successful man, coach, you've got a lot of things in the pipeline now. You're going to be on SEN in Breakfast, which is going to be great. You're going to be our competition. Hopefully that goes well for you, mate. But someone that you did get along with pretty well, I thought, and one of my good mates, Bo Ryan, who did leave, and over the weekend he said he lost 200K because he walked out. Did he or did he not leave because you two were having a bit of a biffo about the pay dispute? Because he's been on record saying it's not true, but there's a lot of rumours going around that you're getting this much and he was filthy because he was getting less. Is that true?
Yeah, this is really a space that I haven't been in much, but I suppose this is the space that you guys have to ask the question. But we didn't have a conversation about cash at any point, and it sort of just becomes an alternate reality. Bo gets asked about it, I get asked about it, and then it feeds. But the finances were part of the reason for going in. I wasn't going to do it for nothing, mate. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't have done it either.
Wait, but, I didn't have a job. I had no choice.
Well, Fev, mate, did it for a feed. Free feed.
I did it to lose weight.
Bo's a network man in the end, and I don't know what that means. I presume that that he wasn't doing gratis either. But I mean, you do get paid to do these things. But to be honest, that whole rumor is absolute crap as far as I know, and the relationship that he and I were able to build, as you know, when you're in that confined space for that period of time, you sort of you're not getting pretty close to people that you've only known for 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, and Nathan, speaking of rumors, I want to put one to bed here, because I've worked with Fev for a long time, and he has consistently on the radio told a story about when he was playing for Carlton and he got a call from Bucks, and Bucks said, can you come and play for Collingwood? And I never know where Fev's stories come from and if there is a seed of truth in them sometimes. Can you clarify, did you ever try to get Brendan Favola to Collingwood?
Look, I'll have to look at my recent call list and go right back to see whether that happened. I'm not sure if it did. I know we played the one thing I know that we did do with Fev was when he kicked 12 in the New Year's Eve game. Was that 1999?
It was, Bucks, yes.
And Look, we shouldn't really have put bourbon and coke in our water bottles that night. That was not a good idea.
I had 2 Jim Beams on the way and 2 McChickens, and I still kicked 12.
Bucks, the mistake there.
What are you doing?
You should have played. You should have played against Fev on New Year's Day. That would have been a broken man.
Yeah, that would have been a much better idea. I don't know. Like, it sounded like a good idea at the time. No, not great.
Now, I tell Fee the story about back in the day when I was going to go to Collingwood, and I was at the petrol station filling up my football, because I'd run out of air to go train, and I'd spoke to you on the phone to come to Collingwood. And you're like, is this for real? And I go, yeah, I'm happy to come. And you go, well, we'll get the right people involved, and we'll see how it goes. But then it didn't end up happening because Dennis Pagan would let me leave. You remember conversation?
If you keep, I do, mate. But if you keep kicking goals for your coach, they're pretty keen on you.
I'll tell you the exact story. Dennis said, if I have to put up with this shit for 3 more years, so do you. So I had to sign.
Oh, well, Nathan, it's, you know, we're loving it in the jungle, and we can't wait to see what happens this weekend. Our money's on you. Yes. Victoria, Melburnians, we've all known what a great bloke you are, but now the rest of the country have seen it. So we'll be hopefully speaking to you the next week as the winner.
Well, there's a lot of great people in there still, and I mean, obviously Dylan last night with the Viper Room was
that's just crazy.
Yeah, like he went into Zen mode. He's just a massive competitor. When he does something, I mean, he's very artistic, but yeah, when he puts himself in that position, he was able to find a way, and that's the first time I'd seen that. You know, you hear about when people do trials and they come back and they tell you the story, but you don't actually visually see it. So this is the difference of being able to sort of sit here and watch it again. But yeah, we're looking forward to catching up up there together in Sydney and to see where it all washes out.
Well, you're the third Collingwood star to go into the jungle. Two other ones have just failed coming second in Daisy Thomas and obviously Dane Swan. So if you could beat them, that'd be a nice little feather in the cap when you get crowned king on Sunday. Good luck.
Why not? Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
Buck.